Most farmers take on some risk when they put a crop in the ground. This farmer sees the risk in what is below ground. That's way below ground. We dig deep in the earth in search of treasure on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have Arc County right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Machinery Pete's having a huge summer unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. This is one auction you can't miss. Items are open for bidding now and close August 1st. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
Lane Harvey's family not only farms, but they support the oil industry in southeastern Illinois. They even own a few wells. I asked him about what wells in Illinois might produce.
That's kind of like your secret fishing hole you got out back. You don't share that with everybody because people are going to be bidding against this well that makes so much more money. So we've got some wells that are high producers.
When Lane speaks of high producers, it's not necessarily wells his family owns. You see, his grandfather and great-grandfather were pumpers. They were around a lot of wells. And Lane himself works around many of those wells, too.
For instance, I know my grandpa told me back in the 80s when they drilled one, they had one come in flowing 100 barrels a day, which is pretty good back then, good well. They drilled one, the location over, and hit dry. No reason why they should have hit dry, because they should have hit oil, because it's the same pocket.
The farmers growing crops above ground may not own the oil below. It just depends on the contractual agreements. There's plenty of cost and risk in drilling a well.
I can drill a well with you, pay you a little bit to drill a well, but then the mineral rights, if it gets hit, I get the money. That's a gambling game, and that's like realty. You try to buy these mineral rights and buy into wells to get profits off of them.
And just as farmland is often passed to future generations, the profits from below ground may be divided several ways over the years.
You'll buy half a well, or you can buy all the mineral rights to a well, and as you die and they're passed down through generations and stuff, you have grandkids and they have kids and they have kids, so it can be divided up into a 32nd, a 64th, a 128th. It can get pretty small. Like we send a check to California that isn't worth about the postage stamp to send on it, but they keep it coming.
Lane is serving as an Illinois State FFA officer and will then go to college. He hopes to be involved in agribusiness and communications and perhaps stay involved in the oil business in some way too, just as generations before him have done. Traveling the countryside near Fairfield, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.